I want to talk a little bit about HER2-positive disease. Another major story out of San Antonio was, I guess it was the very first presentation looking at neoadjuvant lapatinib in inflammatory breast cancer. Can you talk a little bit about what that study looked at, and then we'll get into how that might relate to the study you did?
I think that study showed two important things. One important thing it showed is that there was a small period where the patients were just receiving lapatinib alone. And there were patients who were showing antitumor activity or regression of the disease just with monotherapy.
And that was 2 weeks treatment.
Yeah, there was a substantial number of patients showed regression of the disease.
It reminded me of Jenny Chang's study in neoadjuvant therapy with trastuzumab, where I think she had that 3 week run-in period and saw these responses. What were your thoughts about that?
I think it shows that the drug has substantial antitumor activity in the untreated patient population.
You said that was one point. What was the other point?
Other point is that when you combine it with chemotherapy, paclitaxel weekly for 12 doses, and the patients showed a very high clinical response rate, and a small number of patients had a pathological complete remission, which is extremely important because we reported our own experience, even with inflammatory carcinoma, that if a patient has a pathological complete remission, about 90% of those patients, even with inflammatory carcinoma of the breast, will remain alive free of disease beyond 10 plus years.
What do we know about the biology of inflammatory breast cancer? One of the things that they were presenting were some of the genes, et cetera. What do we know about that?
Well, I think there is a lot of genes which are over-amplified in these inflammatory carcinoma of the breast, which show that this is biologically a totally different disease, which has a far more rapid clinical downhill course without appropriate therapy. Before the era of combined modality approach, the median survival from diagnosis to death for these patients used to be that within 2 years, 95% of these patients used to be dead. Now, with the standard anthracycline-based therapies, local therapies, and the radiation, you have about 30 to 40% of the patients who are remaining alive free of disease, but still 60 to 70% of the patients die from the disease. So it clearly demonstrates that this is biologically different disease which has far more grave prognosis compared to the patients with locally advanced or T4 disease.